with the word of prayer. And if you're looking to tune in, it's 108 FM in your stereos. That's 108 FM. So let's just bow our heads as we ask God's blessing upon our service. Our precious God, we thank you this morning that we can have the knowledge of sins forgiven, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and that we serve a risen, living Saviour. Lord, we know that you're not a God that takes vacations. You're not a God that's afar off. But Lord, you're nigh us, even in our hearts and in our mouth, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus Christ, that you're the omnipresent Lord God of all. And beside you, there is none other. And we bless thee and we praise thee this morning. We give you our thanks, Lord, because that you loved us and you lifted us out of a horrible pit. Lord, you washed us, Lord, when we were filthy and stinking in sin. And Lord, you clothed us in garments of your own righteousness. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that with your own blood you washed us, Lord. And Lord, it was you who came seeking us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your precious love toward us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll bless this service for your glory this morning, and that the name of Jesus Christ will be lifted up high above every other name, Lord. Lord, that you'll help our brother to present you this morning, Lord, and that, Lord, our eyes will be toward you in the name of Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, Lord, this evening, Lord, to indeed, as we've been singing, to put on the garments of praise. Give us the oil of joy for mourning and beauty for ashes in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for the enemy, Lord, would try to, Lord, to cast down and pervert all that you're doing in us. But Lord, we know that you're changing us from glory to glory. We know, Lord Jesus Christ, that you, Lord, are going to come back and receive us unto yourself. And you'll change these vile, corruptible bodies. And this mortality shall put on immortality. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you indeed will change these pest houses. Lord, we pray, Lord, this morning that you'll bless our loved ones and family, ones that couldn't be here. Lord, we think of our brother Billy this morning. Lord, we pray indeed that you'll have mercy. Lord, even as you walked this earth, you were full of compassion. And your word says that you're the same yesterday, today and forever. So Lord, when you walked past and Lord, the blind man called out your name, O Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, you had mercy. Lord, even so upon our brother Billy, have mercy this morning, Lord. Respond to the prayers of the saints, Lord. Respond to his prayers, Lord Jesus, and touch him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we pray, Lord, that indeed you'll touch him. Lord, to deliver him, Lord, from all these circumstances, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Lord Jesus, now that you'll bless him, Lord. And Lord, for other ones, Lord, this morning that's grieving at this time, Lord, perhaps people, Lord, have lost a mother. Lord, perhaps somebody's lost a daughter, a son, or a brother, a father, or mother, Lord, whatever the case may be, Lord, we pray that you'll comfort those that are grieving at this time in the precious name of Jesus Christ. For Holy Spirit, you're a comfort to me. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, now that you'll bless even our brother Samuel as he comes, and Lord, anoint him with the Holy Ghost to preach your word this morning. We pray, Lord God, that all that's said and done in this service will bring glory and honour to your wonderful, precious and matchless name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So if you're joining in, number 108 on your stereo, praise God. Let us sing that little chorus, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Heavenly Father. Thank you.
is Jesus.
He's
Lord, in the Lord.
Samuel, come on ahead. Everybody hear me okay? Dead on. Oh, sorry. That's a pity he's gonna hear it. I'll just bow this morning for a word of prayer before we say anything this morning. The Lord bless each and every one this morning. I hope that you get a blessing this morning from the service, and trust the Lord will help you at this time. Oh, gracious God and Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning that you're a good God, and beside you there's no other. Lord, we stand this morning in your presence, Lord, and we praise your holy and reverent name. We say, great is thy name. Holy and reverent is thy name. O merciful God, we give you thanks, Lord, for we know that you can do all things, Lord, if we only believe. This morning I pray, Lord, that we'll go away, Lord, regenerated. Lord, we'll go away this morning renewed in our faith and in our strength. Lord, I pray that weakness will be cast down, doubt and fear will be cast down in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, I pray that you let me step aside, Lord, and step in this morning. For, Lord, I don't want my words to be heard, but I want your words to be proclaimed this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you do hear us, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you are a redeemer and you are a savior. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll let someone, Lord, feel a touch from you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, we cast all our cares at your feet, Lord. We cast all our burdens down now in the name of Jesus for the glory of God, that your word may go forth, Lord. Lord, we cast down every hindering spirit. We come against every work of the enemy. We come against every evil spirit at this time in the name of Jesus. Not in our own name or in our own authority, but in the name that is above every name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do pray this morning. For the glory of God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless each and every one this morning. I apologize because Tommy did actually ask me, could I give him a title, and I didn't do it. So that's my fault. But you know, I was thinking of what I would say. You know, and things maybe haven't been that easy lately, with different things going on. It's very, very easy to get downcast or throw in the towel. But this morning, I believe that this is a word of the Lord. I believe that God showed me this here, and there's this one line I want us to talk about this morning. I want to talk this morning about prayer. I want to talk this morning about the power of prayer. I want to talk this morning, and one of the things, my title this morning will be, I Will Look Again. I will look again. Now, I don't know what's in that phrase, but whatever that does, when I get up this morning, I was up early this morning, and I went up into the room, and I started, and I mentioned that phrase, and the next thing, I was praying in tongues. And I believe that the anointing of the Lord come down into that place, and then I went up. And I went out this morning, and I went out to check the cattle and the sheep, and I went in there and this morning. And you know, every time I look at them sheep, I keep thinking of King David. And I keep thinking of that Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And you know, when you work with animals, when you work with them sheep, you really see what David was talking about. The Lord is my shepherd. Them sheep are so helpless without a shepherd. Them lambs are so helpless without a shepherd. And you know, I just think sometimes of the compassion. Forgive me this morning.
that's what happens when I think about it too. I get emotional. Because I just think... Forgive me this morning. Think of the compassion that I would have for them sheep. Maybe the wee lambs, you know, whether they're not well or something's wrong with them. The compassion that I would have for them. How much more compassion has our Heavenly Father for us? How much more will He go above and beyond for us? We think of the compassion. Think of something that you love in your life and the compassion you have for that thing, whatever it may be. Some people maybe have a pet dog. They maybe have a pet animal, and think of the compassion. Or think of the compassion you have for your child. But the love of God is greater far, like the hymn says, than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Amen. This morning I want to turn in our Bibles to Jonah chapter 2. And I want to take this phrase. I want to read Jonah chapter 2 verses 1 down to verses 9. Jonah chapter 2 and verses 1 down to verses 9. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, and into the midst of the sea, and the floods come past me about. All the billows and all the waves pass over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again, hallelujah, toward thy holy temple. The water compassed me about, even to the soul, and the depth closed around about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption. O Lord my God, when my soul fainteth within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer come unto thee into thy holy temple. They that observe land vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jonah said here. He said, think. Like Brother Branham said when he preached that message. He said, talk about symptoms. Jonah had symptoms. We can look at symptoms. You know, we can look at symptoms and symptoms overwhelm you. Symptoms will cripple you. Symptoms will take the power from you. Symptoms will have you saying, but it's maybe not possible. It's maybe not possible. We feel defeated. I feel deflated. I feel like I can't go on. But this morning, Jonah here looked. He said, I will look again. Hallelujah. He looked to a temple. He looked to a temple. He looked at a place that God's servant built a temple, and he prayed and he said that if my people anywhere will turn to this temple and pray unto thee, hear them from heaven. And what more have we got this morning? Jonah was under an old sacrificial lamb. Jonah was under a blood that when it was shed, it disappeared into the ground and it was forgotten about and turned back to dust. But we're working this morning with the blood of the Lamb of God. The blood that never loses its power. And we can look this morning to a heavenly temple, because this morning the veil of that old temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom when there was a victory cry at Calvary. And the victory cry was, it is finished. Amen. That was a victory cry. You know, to all the bystanders that day, I'm sure it looked like a defeatist cry. All the hypocrites, all the doubters stood there that day saying, there it is, he said he was the Son of God, but now he is crying. It's all over for him. He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know, like I preached the last time about the things that Jesus went through, sometimes you may feel forsaken. The devil wants you to feel forsaken. But I want you to know that there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. When you feel forsaken, he's there. You know, Oral Roberts preached a powerful message one time about angels. And he said in that message, and I believe Brother Branham said the same thing, that when a child is born, there's an angel appointed to you. And every one of us has got a guardian angel. And that angel's that couldn't stand by, you know, I believe. He's there to report back to heaven and say, Lord, one of your children's suffering here. Can you step in and help? God is able. When you think all hope's gone. You know, Jonah here, as I said, circumstances and symptoms were all around him. The doctor will give you a list of circumstances and symptoms. The doctor will give you a list of negativity. Now, I don't talk against doctors. I don't say, you know, doctors, there's a lot of doctors, there's a lot of compassion. There's a lot of nurses, and it's brilliant the work that they do. They give people a lot of hope and uplift people and help people, and it's great, and I thank God for it. But you know, sometimes, like that man that went in that time, they called one time for Brother Branham to come and pray for the boy, and the boy was dying. He was dying of diphtheria or something, and he was finished. He was doom and gloom. There was no hope for him to live. And they come into the room, and the nurses and all the machines were set up, and it was taking all his blood. It was reading all his vital signs. Everything was up on the screen, and it looked like everything was all over. And you know, they weren't going to let Brother Branham in to pray for the boy. But he said, let me in. He said, if it was a priest, you'd let him in. He said, well, okay. Well, he says, well, I'm like a priest to these people. He was a minister of God. And he went into that room and he prayed for the boy. And the mother and the father started hugging each other and saying, isn't it wonderful? They were crying tears of joy. And there was a nurse or something in the room and said, how can you stand there and rejoice like that when your boy's dying in that bed? How can you stand there and say, thank God? And how can you stand there and say, it's wonderful? And the old man said, like Brother Branham said, he says, that old father turned to the... He says, you're looking at that chart, and you're reading what it says in that chart. But I am looking at something from the Heavenly Father. And I am looking at a different chart. And he says, that boy was a missionary in Africa that time, by that time that he had given this testimony. So when you think that all hope's gone, that's what the devil wants. He wants us to throw in the towel. You know, when a boxer goes into the ring, it's when they say that of a boxer, if he gets nearly knocked out, they talk about if he gets nearly knocked out and he can get himself revived, he can sometimes come back with a greater fight. He can come back with a better fight, like the second wind. And I believe that God's believers at this time, we maybe need a second wind. I will look again. Hallelujah! Don't say it's all over. Don't throw down. Don't throw in the towel. But look again. I will look again. Because you know, it doesn't matter what happens. We're victorious. Paul said, for me to live and to die is gain. For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. So it doesn't matter what happens. We're victorious. You know, Jonah here. But also represents Christ when he says here that he was down in. We know that Jesus went down in to the deepest caverns of the dam. He went down into that place where the souls were held captive. And he went down in there and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I want you to know this morning that Jesus holds the power over all things. He holds the power over death, hell, and the grave. And the devil is just but a puppet on a string. He can only go as far as God lets him go. And you know, sometimes maybe God wants to take you to your limit. He maybe wants to take you to your breaking point. But I want you to say this morning, I will look again. Hold fast. Don't cave in. But hold fast. If you're going down, go down victorious. You know, like they said at the Battle of the Boyne, keep your powder dry. Don't be in a position where you can't fire a shot, but keep your powder dry. You know, in a battle of any war, any situation, you know, I listened one time to the account of how that they got the American anthem about the Star Spangled Banner. And you know, it was meant to be then around the time that America and Britain was at war. And there was a little base there. I can't remember the name of the base, but there was a base there, and there's a man sent out to the British fleet. From the American side, he was sent out to the British fleet to talk terms with them, to try and talk some sort of surrender terms or something to have peace. But you know, he went out there and he went onto the ship and he talked to that man, and this ship was loaded with big guns. You know, the devil comes out with big guns. He seems like he's got big guns, but I want you to know this morning that God pours a bucket of water on his powder, so it can't work. When you plead the blood of Jesus, you just take all the ammunition out of his arsenal. He is defeated in Jesus' name. But this man went out here to speak to these men, and he said, you know, he said, all this we want you to do is, he said, do you see that base over there? He said, do you see that flag flying over in that base? He said, tell them to take that flag down and we won't shoot. Tell them to take that flag down and surrender and it's all over. You know, and the man said, he says, that's okay. He said, you know, there's women and children and everything in that base. You know, you can't just shoot at that base. But that was okay. He took back the terms and they said no, that they weren't taking it down. And then he went back to speak again, but at this stage he had to stay on the ship. And them guns started firing, and they fired everything they had. They aimed it all towards where the flag was. And the flag would go down briefly, but the flag come back up again. And the flag went down, and it kept coming up, and it kept coming up, and it kept coming up. And that's why it says in the song that all through the night they said, say, does that star-spangled banner still shine? They kept looking for that flag. Now, that's just an earthly thing, but I want you to see this morning, there's something greater. Don't drop your flag this morning. Now, I'm not talking about anything to do with sectarianism or anything to do with religion in that sense of what they call religion. What I am saying this morning that the believer has a flag. You know, the little song says, there's a flag flying high from the castle of my heart, for the king is in residence there. When the devil sees that flag up, he knows that someone's at home. He knows. And he's not going to say, oh, good wee man, good wee girl, good wee boy, keep going on. Oh, he'll not encourage you, but he will give you the list of negativity. He will give you the list of defeat. You are doomed and you are defeated. That's his list. But I want you to know that Jonah here, Jonah felt like it was all over, but Jonah had something within him. Now, this is even before that Jesus had died. So you could say that Jonah hadn't even really, what you'd say, what we'd talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus hadn't died and been resurrected at this stage. Jonah was working under an Old Testament sacrifice. How much more have we got this morning working under the new living way of Jesus Christ? When the devil comes in, it says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. You know, they didn't let that old flag down. You should listen to that account sometime. It shows you how much respect that they have for that flag. And it says them when all the bombing and all the shelling was done, or all the guns ceased fire, that they went back into that camp and there was a stockpile of people lying where that flag was. They kept running in and picking up the flag. They kept running in, they said, say, does that flag still stand? Is it still there? They could see it every time the bomb exploded. I want the devil this morning, raise up your standard against him this morning and say, devil, I have nailed my colours to the mast, and I will not back down, but I will stand fast in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in your own strength or in your own power if you're depending on that this morning you'd be defeated, but when you're depending on the one that is dependable, you're on the victorious side right away. Amen. I want this morning to look about what to pray, when to pray, and where to pray. What to pray. Did you ever feel like, what could I pray? I pray it all that I can pray. What can I pray? Well, Jonah was in this position. Maybe Jonah had pleaded with God. Maybe we didn't see all that. Maybe he had done all that. But you know, he just a realization come over him. I will look again toward thy holy temple. He knew that if he looked there, you know, he was depending on a promise of God. And God's promises are dependable. We can depend on them. He says, verses 4, Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Everything was about him. When Jesus died on the cross, when Jesus said it is over and died on the cross, he went down into hell. He went down into that deepest caverns of the lost. And you know, the devil thought, I've got these people held here. I'm winning. I've got him now. He is finished on the cross. But he did not know that the day that he laid down his life on that cross was the finish of him, was the finish of Satan. He did not know that God had just took all power and authority, was stripped from him on that day. But you know, he doesn't know that. It's up to us to remind him sometimes. He wants you to feel like you can't go on. He wants you to feel like you're bait. He wants you to feel like you can't make it through the night. But you know, there may be weeping at night, but the word of God says that joy cometh in the morning. Amen. You see here what to pray. You know, Jesus told his disciples how to pray and what to pray. And you know, it's something that we've all been taught from we're a child. And if we're not, we should be taught it. It's a good thing to learn the Lord's Prayer. The prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. You know, he said, don't be like the old hypocrite. Or don't be like the old heathen. Don't be like that old Pharisee. He went into the temple that day and he stood up like an old rooster and stuck his chest out. And he says, I thank God I am not like this publican over here. And I do this, and I do that. You know, like some people, there's some people talk about charity work, and it is fantastic. And some businesses want to get involved with charity work, but they want to be involved because they want their name in big writing. They want to be seen. I'm a good boy. I have done this, and I have done that, and that gets me to heaven. Well, I want you to know this morning, it doesn't matter how much charity work you've done. It doesn't matter how much good you think you've done. It won't get you to heaven. For all our works is as filthy rags. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. But all that God asks us to do is to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Simple as that. But you know, we see that Jesus said unto them in Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 down to verses 15, he says, he's talked about that old boy, always said about him when he prayed, how that he stood up. You know, there's people that want to stand up, and he said, don't be like the ones that stand up in street corners and they pray and they talk a lot because they want to be seen and heard. But it says, when you pray, go into your closet and shut the door, and your heavenly Father will reward you. What you do in secret, he'll reward you in the open for it. He will give you the reward for it. He says here in Matthew chapter 6, verses 7, read on down to verses 15, he says, but when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth that thing ye have need of before ye even ask him. Before ye even ask, he knows. He knows. He knows what you need of. But you know what, when you ask him, it's like when your child comes to you and asks for something within reason. But you know, you'll try your best to give them what they need, or what you'll give them anything that they need. You'll do everything in your power to give them what you need. So we're his children this morning. Like I said, King David, when he talked about that, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He knew what he had to put into them animals. He knew what he had to do with them sheep. He knew what them lambs needed. So he knew that if the Lord was his shepherd, that the Lord would do all that for him. That the Lord would go above and beyond. That the Lord would do everything to see him make it through the night. That the Lord would do everything to get him through the next day and the next day and the next day. And that the Lord would see him through. He knew he wouldn't be defeated. He says, verses 9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now listen to this bit here, because I think a lot of times this is where the handbrake is through on. A lot of times we're asking God for something, but we're holding something back. He says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Don't hold a grudge against anyone. What did Jesus say? He said, pray for those that despitefully use you. Do good unto them. When you do good unto them, that's better than you saying something against them. Because if they keep going their road, they're heaping more on their own head. But if you try to fix it yourself, you just make it worse. He said, forgive. If you want forgiveness, you must forgive. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if we forgive, this is what Jesus said, for if we forgive men their trespasses, our heavenly Father will also forgive us yours. Will also forgive you your trespasses. But if ye forgive not them their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You see, if you hold something back, you know, that's why that when God sent a prophet in the 20th century, he gave him a gift that he could see what was in people's lives. And you know, a lot of times when people come up desiring prayer, they maybe had been here, they had been there, they'd been everywhere. But you know, when they come up to that prophet of God and God revealed unto them what was wrong with them, and he maybe would have said, you're holding something. You have done this and you've done that. You need to put that right. And then when you put that right, then God's going to heal you. Or God's going to sort the thing out for you. He said, you know, that's why, isn't it, when it said when you come to the communion, examine yourself. You must take a look. Do an inventory. Examine yourself. And then you can approach God. Now, I'm not saying, you know, some people would say, oh, I'm not good enough to be saved. Now, I'm not trying to preach that gospel that you have to do some great thing. But I want you to know that when you come to Jesus, you can bring all your baggage with you. But I want you to know that when he delivers you, you can leave that baggage. You can leave that baggage in the rubbish lounge, because you don't need to take it back out with you again. So lay down that baggage. What is it this morning that's disturbing you? You know, the devil wants to put things on us. He wants to put things on you to kill you. He wants to give you cancer. He wants to give you diabetes. He wants to give you pains in your body. He wants to leave you that you can't work. He wants to leave you with a sore back, a sore leg, a sore this or a sore that. That's all the effects of this rotten world and all the effects of this old body. But Jesus says that I have come to give you life, and that more abundantly. Now, if you want life and that more abundantly, and some parasite is sucking the life out of your body, well, God is in the business of ridding your body of those parasites in the name of Jesus. All things are possible, only believe. That's what I'd say this morning. What to pray or how to pray. What to pray. Jesus said this is how we ought to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, some people go to God with a big list of I need this, I need that, I need this, and I need that. But God knows what we need of. He knows. You know, didn't King David said, he says, I was young and I am old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will not leave you helpless or hopeless. That is why I said before, Jesus was forsaken on the cross, so that me and you never will be forsaken again. We cannot be left alone, because we have a comforter. Because Jesus went to the cross and he was forsaken. He was betrayed. He had all these things put upon him for me and for you. You know, this morning I never even looked at the time, but I'll have to try and I don't want to take you on too long. I want you to get some good out of this morning. I want to say this morning, when to pray. When to pray. We've said now there what to pray, when to pray. Now we look in our Bibles here. If you turned in your Bibles this morning to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 17 to 18. He says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always. When to pray, praying always. Daniel was a man of prayer. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Them men, they had a stand out in front of an old king one day. And he said, if you don't bow, you're going to get put in a fiery furnace. You know, they could have said, you know, maybe they could have stood there for a while and said, we'll take a stand. And then they maybe could have got second thoughts and thought, I'm not going into no fiery furnace. We'll just sit down and say nothing. But no, they said, whether our God delivers us or whether he won't, we will still serve him. But you know, I love what Oral Roberts said when he preached a sermon called The Fourth Man. He said, if you don't bow, you can't burn. And them men knew, if you don't bow, you can't burn. No matter what happens, if you don't bow, you can't burn. It's impossible. Because you know, that old king was sitting there and he thought to himself, I'll teach these boys a lesson. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was brought up that day and they heated that furnace, it says, near 8 times more than it wanted to be heated, it said. It was so hot that when them men that threw them in the fire were consumed by the fire, they were killed by the fire. They died beside the fire. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fire and the old king sat there thinking, I've got rid of these bunch of headaches out of my head. These boys won't be preaching divine healing anymore. They won't be saying anything about what God can do anymore. I have defeated them and I have broken their spirit. But you know, when he looked into that fire, it says that his two knees were loosened and they shook one after the other. The fear of God came upon that old king because he looked in that fiery furnace and he said, did not we cast 3 men into that fire and they were bound? And they said, yes, there was 3 put into it. He said, well, I see 4, and they're loosed and they're walking around. Not only did God deliver them, but he took that old shackles off their hands. Get the shackles off this morning in the name of Jesus. Jesus is in the business of loosing you. He's not in the business of binding you up that you cannot move or you cannot operate. But Jesus is in the business of letting the brakes off. He's in the business of breaking the bonds. You know, he's a chain breaker and he's a way maker. Jesus is all those things. He breaks the chains and he makes a way. Like that day when he went to that old tomb where that man was, they said they had bound him with chains, they had bound him with fetters, they had done everything. They had probably got every physician in the land. They probably got every cure in the land. They probably said, I know a good medical cure that'll cure it. I know some man and he'll fix it. They tried everything, but nothing was working. But one day, Jesus passed by. Jesus passed by, and then everything changed. When Jesus comes on the scene, it's when Jesus comes on the scene the tempter's power is broken. He has no ability to operate anymore. When to pray, what to pray, when to pray, and where to pray. We see here in Ephesians it says, pray always. When you don't feel like praying, pray anyway. I want to give you a challenge this morning. We see all these different so many days challenge. Well, my challenge is to see the next time if you feel like you can't make it through. I want you to take a few minutes. I want you to put your hands up and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I want you to know this morning that when you put your hands up, you have just showed the enemy that you're not bait. You know, on this earth, putting your hands up is a sign of surrender. That's a universal sign all over the world that you surrender. It's like raising the white flag. It's a sign of surrender, but I want you to lift your hands up and I want you to say to the devil, I am not surrendering to you, but I'm surrendering to Jesus. I'm surrendering to the King of Kings, and I'm taking this old affliction that's on my body, and I'm surrendering it into his hands. Don't say, one more day, like Tommy preached, you know, that old Pharaoh, he said, one more night with the frogs, I'll have one more night. One more night, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, I'll change my ways tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll feel like praying, maybe tomorrow I'll feel like making a breakthrough. Don't depend on the feeling, but I want you to know something. When you take those few minutes and you put your hands up and you start to pray, I guarantee you that you will feel a change. I guarantee you if you feel downtrodden and depressed, that when you put your hands up and start praising God, that the heavens will roll out of the way and that the power of God will come down to you. And he will uplift you and he will give you strength in your body. He will give you strength in your spirit. He will help you because he's a good God and he's able to do it. I want to say this morning where to pray. This time, this clock, I think she's going extra quick here. I hope you forgive me this morning if it seems like it's going on a bit, but I just want to try and encourage you this morning. Where to pray. We see in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 8, he says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Amen. Lift your hands up even in the car where you're sitting this morning. If you've had a hard week this week, if you have an affliction in your body, lift your hands up this morning and say, Lord Jesus, we have declared your word and we believe that your word is true. And we say that old affliction has to go in the name of Jesus. We will speak this word this morning over your body. Speak the word this morning over yourself and say, enemy, say to the devil this morning, devil, you have no right here because the blood of Jesus has defeated you at Calvary. And by his stripes, I am healed. Put your name in there where it says, and you are healed in the name of Jesus. I would that men would pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. You know, it also says, lift up the hands which hang down and strengthen the feeble knees so that that which is weak not be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. Lift up the hands which hang down. The devil wants to get your hands. He wants to tie two half hundredweights on them, as it were. He wants you, your hands dragging the floor. He wants your head down. He wants you to feed it. But you know, like that brother preached that time about the old eagle. That old eagle gets into that position and he gets the head down. He gets the beaks all grew over. The claws are soft. Nothing's working for him. But you know, one day he looks up to that rock. One day he lifts his eyes up. And you know, all them other eagles, they keep flying in and they drop in a wee bit of meat. I hope that the Lord's dropping a wee bit of meat into your cow today. I am trying to drop a wee parcel of meat into you today. I want to give you something today to make you look up to that rock again. Oh, I will look again. Look again. Look again. Like Jonah said, I will look again to thy holy temple. Where to pray? He says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. You don't need to be in a particular position or a particular place. You can pray to God anywhere. Anywhere, everywhere. There's no bad internet reception. You don't need to depend on a good network connection. His phone's never out. You know, you never get the welcome to the O2 messaging service or welcome to the Orange answering phone. No. His line is open, constant. He's never got bad reception. You know, but the devil wants you to think this morning, oh, can't hear you, bad reception. It's not getting through. But it is. What about Daniel when he prayed? It says that he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. But you know, the angel of the Lord come down and spoke to him and said, from the first day that you set your face to pray, that your message was got. But you know, the old devil, he stepped in and he sent in his workmen to try and block the message coming back. But God sent down his angel. Where to pray? He says also in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, letting your requests be made known unto the Lord. Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 16 and 17 it says, rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Where to pray, when to pray, what to pray. Should I keep praying? Look again to the holy temple. Look one more. I will look again. I will look again. When you feel like all hope's lost, I will look again in Jesus' name. I just want to bow our heads this morning. I want to pray this morning, but I believe this morning that I have proclaimed the word of God over you this morning for the best of my ability. It's nothing to do with me, but you know, I've read this word and we have proclaimed his word. So whatever the affliction was, we have laid it all at Jesus' feet. I want you to believe that there's going to be a change. Don't worry about the circumstances. Don't look at the chart. Be like that old man in that hospital. He said, you're looking at that medical chart, but I'm looking to something greater. When Brother Branham prayed the prayer, nothing seemed to happen. The boy was lying there, looked like he was going to die. It looked like all hope was gone. But you know, when all hope's gone, God is still able. God's still able. Let's just bow our head this morning. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your rich mercy, Lord. I thank you for your grace, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all the good things that you are doing right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the healing in bodies right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we start to thank you now. Lord, we pray, Lord, that the enemy's voice will be shut up in Jesus' name. Lord, that lying tongue that comes in to whisper in the air. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll touch that back in the name of Jesus. Touch that leg. Lord, touch every fiber of the body, Lord. Lord, we come against every evil thing in the body that would try to kill, Lord, that would try to take away life. Your word says you have come to give us life. You have come to give us life, Lord. Lord, we claim that in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Lord, we claim our healing, Lord. We say this morning that those stripes that you bore at the whipping post were sufficient for our healing, Lord. Lord, everything that you went through, Lord, was enough. And Lord, we claim it this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, touch, Lord, each and every one, Lord, for those in the car, Lord. Lord, you know their thoughts, Lord. You know exactly, Lord, the thoughts and intents of our heart, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll touch that woman in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll move upon her body right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that the power of God will change the situation in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll move upon that man in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that there'll be a change from this day forth in Jesus' name. For that boy and for that girl, Lord, move upon each and every one now, Lord. Lord, we lift up our saints, Lord. We lift up everyone before you this morning, Lord. I pray, Lord, that something that has been said today will be an encouragement, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep pressing on. Help us, Lord, to keep looking up to thy holy temple in Jesus' precious name. For the glory of God we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We want to thank Samuel for the message, powerful message. I believe it's a word in season. Amen. A word from the Lord. And we're looking to the Lord this morning, and we've been encouraged to look again. Look again. I've prayed. Well, we've heard pray again. Keep praying. Keep looking. Keep praying. And we know the Word of God says, look and live. Praise God. The Lord bless you, Brother Samuel. The Lord bless each one that's here this morning, and I want you to go and I want you to expect a change. Testify a change. Just like when you pray to get saved, you go and you tell somebody I got saved. Healing's the same. You testify to getting saved, you must testify to getting healed. Your confession will produce the possession. You're not saved until you confess salvation. And once you confess it, you'll have it. Praise God. Well, the Lord bless each one. I'm not going to take any time. Just to say, Brother Ian will be preaching next Sunday morning. Brother Ian, next Sunday morning. The week after, it'll be our elder, Brother John. So next Sunday, Brother Ian McKinstry. The following Sunday, our elder, Brother John McKinstry. Pray for these brothers. Pray for the meetings. We have a date for Brother John. We are coming as well. We're going to have service on a Friday evening with Brother John Weir. We'll announce more about that later. Pray for the meetings of people that get saved and healed by the power of God. The Lord bless you today. The Lord go with you. And tune in this evening, 4:30. We will be live on Facebook on our church app, omegaministry.co.uk. Tune in. Keep tuned in. Keep hearing the Word of God. For the Word of God is powerful, and there's no word of God void of power. God bless you all. As your brother Gary comes, as we dismiss, God bless you.
Well, Lord bless each one. I'm not closing prayer. We'll just sing a chorus as we go. But just before we go, a couple of announcements I forgot to make this morning just while it was opening. There's three books left if anybody's interested in the book of David Greeno, Seer Pastor and Contactor Pastor. There's three books left. They're £10 each, I believe. And also, for to keep in your prayers, a woman by the name of Amanda. I'm not sure of her second name, but I believe she's a friend of Andrea and McKinstry's, and she has breast cancer at the moment, and she would like us to keep her in her prayer. So let's pray for that Amanda, that the Lord would touch her and bless her and heal her. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's a good word from Samuel this morning, and even in his text this morning where he said about Jonah would offer up the sacrifice of thanksgiving. That's to mean to thank God, even though when it seems like there's nothing to thank him for, still going ahead and thank him. When you don't feel like thanking him, going ahead and thank the Lord. And there's Tommy giving me another reminder. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Have a nice day. I hope you get something nice and get a treat or two. I'm sure you all deserve it. I'm going to try and sing that little chorus. There's a flag flying high from the castle of my heart for the King is for advent, sir. There's the flag, let's see, right key. There's a flag flying high.